Arizona had the fourth highest percentage of job creation in the country last year, behind just Nevada, Utah, and Idaho. Arizona also was the fourth fastest state for population growth last year. Those are among the findings to be presented later this morning at the 2019 Economic Outlook Lunch sponsored by ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke with two of the presenters, Lee McFeeters, director of the J.P. Morgan Chase Economic Outlet Center, and Dennis Hoffman, director of the Seidman Institute, both at the W.P. Carey School.
Lee, what are you seeing with the economy in Arizona as it's been over the last couple of months, and what are you seeing going forward?
Well, we were surprised when we got the final numbers on job growth for 2018. Turns out that last year was the best year yet in the economic expansion for Arizona. So that gave us a foundation for expansion going into 2019. We've got our first quarter numbers in, and while they're not quite as strong as what we saw a year ago at this time, they are very, very strong. Construction in particular accounts for the greatest number of new jobs created in the first quarter, but we're seeing diversity as well. We're seeing hiring in manufacturing, the important professional technical services sector, warehousing and distribution, all of those sectors are doing quite well. So we're looking forward to a 2019 that is perhaps not as strong as what we saw last year, but still very, very strong.
Is it concerning to you, the construction numbers? Obviously, as you said, there is diversity, but too much reliance on one industry is part of what got Arizona into problem the last time.
Well, you're right. We track the numbers pretty closely. And looking at construction's share of that first quarter job growth, we find that construction accounted for 20% of the new jobs. In other words, one out of five new jobs created in that first quarter were in construction. Now, when have we seen numbers like that? We saw those numbers in the 2005-2006 run-up to the housing bubble. So that is something I think that really bears watching. But we can't lose sight of the fact that other sectors are growing very well also. But right now, construction is really the leading industry in Arizona in terms of job creation.
All right. So, Dennis, what are we seeing nationally in terms of job growth and sort of overall economic health?
Well, the economy, Mark, is doing very well. The U.S. economy is doing well. It has been doing well for the better part of the last, 7 to 8 years. The good news is job growth. Job growth continues and has again for years at this pace of near 200,000 per month. We have real GDP growth that has poked its head above 3% several times now in the last several years. And we have the stock market at all-time high. So what to worry? Economists always worry. The worry would be there's signs in the GDP numbers that the consumer's getting a bit tired. There's a lot of confidence out there in the consumer, but not a lot of buying plans. And I fear that when some people do venture out to purchase, they'll find that, say, appliances are much more expensive than they were a year ago because of the tariff issues. So there's cracks here. Even the labor market is showing some signs of, not as much confidence by small businesses nationally as we saw, say, a year ago. A year ago at this time, forecasting was pretty easy, I thought. Onward and upward, you just saw no cracks in the foundation. Right now, there are some.
Well, it seems like we've heard more and more talk about sort of the when, not if, there will be another economic downturn. I'm wondering, with some of the cracks, as you say, in the fundamentals, can this sort of become a self-fulfilling prophecy where people see these cracks and it kind of spirals? Or is there something specific maybe that you're looking for that could portend, okay, we really need to be on the lookout right now?
So it is self-fulfilling in the sense that what would sustain growth going forward, and this is, I think, the administration's argument that there's been a strong fiscal stimulus in the form of tax cuts, especially on the business side, that will continue to kindle animal spirits among businesses. And by that, I mean they're going to invest and the expansion will just continue. If businesses say, decide that the opportunities in fixed plant and equipment are not near as good as the opportunities in buying back stock, and we've seen a lot of that over the last year, it's hard to see how this expansion continues.
Lee, how concerning for Arizona would a slowdown in the national economy be? We've seen in the past sort of this boom and bust cycle where Arizona can be hit harder than other states when the national economy goes down.
Yeah, that's certainly a concern for one important reason. When times are good economically, people move around. And one of the drivers of Arizona's growth decade after decade has been population growth. The most recent numbers we had, Arizona grew fourth in the nation in terms of population growth. Phoenix has now become the 10th largest metropolitan area. And when the national economy begins to stumble, that migration tends to slow down. So right now, Arizona is doing very, very well, but you do have to keep an eye on the national business cycle because that's always been our Achilles heel.
Dennis, what are you looking for in the national economy in terms of either warning signs or maybe signs that a downturn might be a little farther off than some people are thinking about?
Well, the, say, recession catalyst scenarios, if you would be, you know, things like credit crunch, inability to access credit. And here's what we're seeing. We're seeing auto loan rates ticking up. We're seeing delinquencies ticking up in terms of various types of loans. Interest rates ticked up last year, and now the Fed, of course, has signaled that they're going to be really quite accommodative going forward. But the catalyst for the Great Recession was a major credit crunch. And so we could go down that road again. In terms of unforeseen things, it would be, you know, a national or geopolitical shock. I worry, as many, many economists do, about the lingering effects and kind of building effects of trade wars.
Is Arizona more or less affected now by things going on in the world? Dennis, you talked about trade wars. I'm thinking about issues with trade with Mexico, for example, maybe something going on with Brexit. Are we more or less, I guess, reliant and dependent on forces outside of our control to some extent than we have been in the past?
Well, when we look at the export numbers for Arizona, they've been pretty consistent over the last 3 or 4 years. I think that the Arizona economy is somewhat different from some of our, even our neighboring states. For example, oil production, energy prices really have an impact on states like Colorado, certainly in Texas. But Arizona doesn't have those kinds of problems. Now, we do have, of course, some important high-tech manufacturing activity that goes on in this state. And our market is not only a global market, but also it's a global supply market. So that is probably the number one component of the Arizona economy, I think, that would be affected by trade fluctuations, artificial trade restrictions, and so forth.
I completely agree with that assessment. It would be electronics manufacturing, high-tech manufacturing. We're insulated a little bit because a lot of our other manufacturing is for domestic consumption in the form of aerospace defense products. And as long as there is continuing demand by the Department of Defense for Raytheon missile systems and Apache helicopters, you know, that employment would be bolstered and underpinned by that domestic demand. But we're exposed, I think, to tourism, international tourism, and to other forms of high-tech manufacturing.
I know how much economists like to be pinned down on specifics and look into their crystal balls. So let me ask sort of broadly, do you guys have a sense of a time frame for how long, Lee, for example, things might continue to look as they're looking now for Arizona and Dennis, how long things might continue to look the way they look now on the national level?
Well, you know, we somewhat rely on a consensus model when we look at our economic forecasts, and we work with Blue Chip Economic Indicators, a national newsletter. And we look at their consensus, and the way their consensus for recession shakes out just in terms of the next couple of years is only about a 20% probability of recession this year, and it tends to be somewhat higher for 2020. But certainly we don't see anything in the range of 50%, 60% odds for recession from national economists. Now, what's tricky here is that things can change very, very quickly. On the other hand, just look at your unemployment, look at your job growth. As Dennis mentioned, look at the stock market. All of the indicators right now, in spite of the concerns that we heard about the inverted yield curve and all these other issues, all of the current data as currently received is just so strong that you can't say there's a recession on the horizon for 2019. 2020, I think, remains iffy.
And as to 2020, very few of these top 50 forecasters see recession. In fact, nobody says it's going to be negative or recession. But upwards of 60% are now saying for 2020, hey, growth somewhere between, say, 1 and 2%, which is going to feel really pretty slow in comparison to what we've seen over the, let's say, the last six quarters.
All right. That's Dennis Hoffman and Lee McFeeters with ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.